College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio, and we are live Radio Row in New Orleans, day two. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing this morning? Hey, I just want to let everybody know, like, we've been down here in Louisiana. Palmetto bugs are roaches. I don't care what nobody say.
You see any?
Yeah, I saw some. You see them all over the place. They say, oh, those are palmetto bugs. No. Those are roaches.
It does make it seem not as bad.
Yeah, like, but they're roaches. Yeah. They're roaches. Don't lie to yourself. They're roaches.
All right. We start off there. If you see a roach, it's a roach. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Elliot's going to stop by. Yesterday he came by, caused a scene with Mahomes and Hurts stuff. We got Ross Tucker that will join us live in person here on Radio Row.
Yeah.
Coming up in a little bit. We had media night last night, Hugh. I went over there.
How was it?
It was crowded.
It was. I saw that. I saw a little bit of that. There was a lot of people there, man.
Yep.
A lot of unique questions being asked to certain individuals. So yeah, it was something to be seen. But it's always like that.
Yeah. So a couple things that jumped out: Kenny Gainwell wasn't speaking, which means he's still in concussion protocol. So that's something we'll watch over the course of the week. I did notice you, Landon Dickerson. So the way it's set up is, and if you watched it on TV last night, you saw this. Like, they pick, like, 12 people from each team to have a podium, right?
Yeah.
They get their own podium, right? So, like, Jalen got a podium.
Yeah.
Zach Bond had a podium. Devontae, Sirianni, all that. And then the rest of the players, you just kind of mingle around. Like, you're just, like, the media's walking through, and they're just there, and you could just talk to them. I did notice last night, Hugh, quickly, Landon Dickerson was sitting the whole time. I don't know if that has anything to do with his knee, if they just wanted to
probably resting.
Not stand for an hour.
Yeah, probably resting. Yeah. I mean, to just take some of that pressure off the joint.
But he was
whatever.
The only one that didn't have a podium that was not standing. Everybody, uh-huh. Every other player was. So there was that stuff. I mean, I know Elliot's hung around for the Chiefs stuff. I got a chance to talk to Carson Wentz. We'll talk more about the media night stuff. But that was last night, Hugh. But yesterday, when it's media night or around this time of the year and the week, this is when everyone's talking, right? The players are talking. The coaches are talking. And even Roger Goodell talked yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, Hugh, Roger Goodell got in front of something yesterday that you know has been a big topic, will continue to be a big topic, and that is the idea of the referees favoring the Chiefs. Let's hear from Roger Goodell yesterday doing his yearly press conference at the Super Bowl and obviously not happy about this perception that is out there now that the refs are favoring the Chiefs.
Well, this sort of reminds me a little bit of the script, right, that I write a script, and I have the script for the entire season. Listen, I think from a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media, and they get a new life. As you say, it's not your theory, but it's out there. Nobody wants it to be their theory. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. That's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times? And if you look at the Chiefs' record, which I think is an amazing thing, people talk about the competitiveness of our league. The Chiefs, with their 15 wins, 15-2 this year, 11 of those 15 games were within one score. And I think that talks about the competitiveness of our game and the importance of how we officiate it, but also the competitiveness of how we play it.
All right, so there's Goodell yesterday. He called the word that struck me here was ridiculous. He called the theory and the idea that the referees are, on the Chiefs' side, or unless Sunday they'll be against the Eagles. The idea is ridiculous. Hugh, where do you come down on this? This has picked up steam as years have gone on, right? But then even the last month or a few weeks as the playoffs have gone on, a lot of people out there believe the Chiefs get favorable calls and the league or the Chiefs. It's like something's going on here. Where do you come down as we head towards Eagles-Chiefs Sunday?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I won't allow the refs to become a factor. I know how people feel because there's a lot that happens during the course of the game, and they've had evidence where, Patrick Mahomes does egregious things. Now, I don't think the NFL is rigged, because when you start talking about that, you're talking about a bunch of calculated, orchestrated moves with, what, a bunch of, like, hundreds of people for the outcome of the game to be what it is. That's a lot. I don't – nobody can keep a secret nowadays, let alone keep a secret if the NFL was doing something crazy like that. Now, I do think that there's some element of human compassion that goes along with the refs. And I think that with Patrick Mahomes being who he is, you can't not revel in his greatness, if you will. So I think that there might be some time when the refs see something, they might be a little bit quicker because it's him and they don't want him to get hurt in the game. But to just say it's full-on collusion in the NFL, I don't think that's the case.
I don't either. So I'll just put it this way. I don't think the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I was long talking a little bit, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, I – listen – Roger Goodell said it yesterday. I think he's right. I think the idea of this is we've gone overboard. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm not worried about the referees heading into the Super Bowl.
Well, here's what it is to me. It's for whatever reason, when we don't understand certain things, we have to justify them by, you know, diminishing them or saying crazy. Oh, it's rigged. That it has to be rigged. Nobody can have that kind of luck. Nobody's able to pull out 15. Or whatever the number is, one-score games, yeah, like they are. Now, if you want to say that during courses of the game, Patrick Mahomes does something that might sway the refs, I mean, yeah, that's a part of it, but that's a part of the human element that comes along with refereeing. And a lot of times you always hear that if you're getting into an altercation, don't be the second person to do something.
Yep.
So if you're saying, for instance, like the one on the sideline where they say he was running out of bounds and he got pushed and he was elaborating or he was exaggerating the push, I mean, that's gamesmanship at that point.
Of course it is.
If you know the ref is going to call it, and if the refs are looking at it and it's a bang-bang play, he's going to call that. You can't be mad at that.
Well, that's why, and I think with this, the Eagles have to not allow this to happen.
Yes.
They have to
you
be
have
smarter.
To be smart. Like, any time I went into a game and it was like, oh, the ref's going to do this, the ref's going to do that, I made it my business to not let the refs become more of a factor than they need to be. See, that's the thing. Like, that's – when people say the game is rigged, to me, that's an excuse for being lazy. It's one of those things where, you know, you can't appreciate the greatness or the gamesmanship that he proved that he's shown. So you say, oh, well, they got to be cheating. Because right, that's how you justify it, all that cheating.
It feels like an excuse. It feels like when teams lose to the Chiefs, they make excuses. Like, let's just go back to 2 years ago. Did I love the call on Bradbury? I mean, no,
but it was a fair call.
But guess what? He grabbed his jersey. Now we could debate for years, and we have. Like, do you make that call in that moment? But he grabbed him.
Yeah, and sometimes you hope that this happens. The refs let him play.
Yeah, you hope that. But you know what? The Eagles, like I think you said this a few minutes ago, the Eagles could have not let the game get to that point. The game got to the point where it was tied with 2 minutes to go. If the Eagles take care of the football, if they don't kick a field goal, if they play better earlier in the game, we're not having the moment come down to that. 215-592-9494. I think this is ridiculous. I think it's a excuse-making thing. I'm not worried about the refs.
He's taking a life of his own.
It really has. So let's hear more yesterday. This was Clark Hunt, the owner of the Chiefs, on NFL Network last night. His take on people saying that it's all rigged for his team.
Well, you almost have to laugh at it because you know how everybody in the NFL wants to compete to win. And that's true of our guys as well. The referees are doing the best job that they can. If you look at the stats, there are a lot of stats that show that we've been on the wrong side of calls as often as we've been on the right side. So there's definitely no conspiracy, right? It's just the nature of the game, and when you have a lot of success, people like to start making excuses for why you're having the success.
Exactly.
Well, I think he's right on that.
Yeah, I mean, because the Chiefs went from everybody's darling to the evil empire overnight, and that's usually what happens. Because now you're not the underdog anymore. You did it too much. People don't like you anymore. It was cute. You know, you jammed Taylor Swift down our throat. You jammed that relationship down our throat. You oversaturated the market with the Kelce brothers.
It's a lot, yeah.
And now people are looking at them, and they're waking up in the morning where it used to be, oh, I like seeing the Kelce. They're pretty cool. To like, damn, these two cats again? I mean, and
listen. Mahomes again.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, you know, it's not their fault because – we loved that in the beginning. It was cool in the beginning, but now it's just become too much.
Well, I mean, the Patriots started similarly, right? When they beat the Rams, they were the underdog. That was the
Everybody liked Tom Brady until he started winning too much.
Yeah, and that look, do I think there's going to be zero calls that we sit there on Sunday and we say that was a bad call? No, that's going to happen. But I don't think it's this grand conspiracy. And let's put it this way. I don't believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday. Do you? 215-592-9494. Let's hear Travis Kelce last night at media night. He kind of took the mic and asked the questions back at everybody.
If I could ask the media one question, why are you guys leaning into this whole ref thing? You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys leaning into it? That's all I got, though.
All right, so there's Kelce last night. Well, it's become a huge story, and a huge story in this game. 215-592-9494. Do you think the referees will be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. It doesn't sound like you do either, Hugh.
Well, it's I look at it like this. Now, everybody's entitled to their own opinion and to feel it the way that they want to feel. But think about it like this, Joe. When, say, on a smaller scale, when, say, it's three people that rob a bank, it's only a matter of time for somebody tells. And so you mean
there's
going to
be a snitch? You mean there'll be a snitch?
Yeah, there's going to be one. Yeah. I mean, because it's too many people involved in the bank robbery. So you mean to tell me that through all these years, all of a sudden it's gotten worse and it's a conspiracy theory. Now we have certain individuals that believe that that's the case. Knowing what we know about this game and how hard it is to do certain things. Okay, so if it's a conspiracy theory, try this on for size. The phenomenal play that Saquon Barkley made when he jumped backwards. You mean to tell me that was a part of the script? For that to be the storyline?
Considering no one's ever done that ever, I'm going to guess not.
No, that somebody was innovative enough to write that part in the script. And I know somebody's in the car talking about, idiot, not that part of the game. Okay, but what part of the game? Because if it's scripted, you have to have certain things that happen during the course of the game in order to follow a script. So tell me where I'm wrong at when I say it like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. I don't know how many calls. I don't know how many penalties for the Chiefs versus the Eagles. The bottom line is this. One, don't let it be a thing, right? If the Eagles can get up a good amount of points.
You have direct control over that,
yeah,
Joe.
Refs can only affect a game in so many ways. If you let them. And the other part is, I just think we're overblowing this because the Chiefs are in that big game every year.
Yeah, people don't like them anymore.
Yes, and
people don't like them.
55 million people watch the Bills and the Chiefs in the AFC title game. It's like the second most watched non-Super Bowl ever. So you have all those eyeballs on this. Like that the tush push that the Bills tried and the spot was off or whatever, and then they did the review. I mean, that's almost impossible to see if he got the first down. Is that anti-Bills, pro-Chiefs? I don't know. How about the Bills convert the first down?
Yeah, then we don't have that moment.
Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio. Kyle, where do you come down on this? Do you think the refs are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday in Super Bowl 59?
So I'm just going to put this out there now. No matter what happens in this game, if you're sitting here Monday and you're crying about the officiating, you're a loser. The Chiefs did not win 15 games following two Super Bowl wins because of the referees. The teams that always end up complaining about the refs after a game, they're always the lesser team. We heard Commanders fans crying about the officials after we beat them by 30 points. Like, I just view it as we go into this game, I think, in my opinion, as the better team. So go be the better team. Don't put yourself in position for this game to be decided by a call or two calls. Like, just go in by 10. Like you said, like blow the Chiefs out or something, or just like don't make it come down to one or two plays because you're a good enough team to do that.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Kyle on this. It's like when I think you're the better team, I think the smarter team goes along with that. And a smart team is not going to put themselves in a position where they're going to allow their emotion to overtake something that they're doing and put them in a bad spot. I don't think either one of these teams are like that. So, yeah, take the refs out of it by being smart.
215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? This has been a thing that's picked up steam more and more and more with the Chiefs. And look, we all realized 2 years ago that Bradbury call was a tough one. I mean, it's a tough call to go against Eagles in that spot. I've never believed that's the reason the Eagles lost Super Bowl 57. They lost it for five reasons or six reasons, one of which is their quarterback fumbled and gave the Chiefs 7 points. And that's more reality than a call at the end of the game. Where do you come down? Are the referees going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy.
Chris, what's up?
Joe, I really hope you're behaving yourself down there. Hugh doesn't need to be fighting. Hugh does not need to be fighting more fights for you like he had to do in Atlanta bailing you out.
I am trying.
Ryan Leibold passed there. I didn't say nothing today because I see Joe was being a little feisty.
No, I let the Rudy thing go. That was a one-time thing. Speaking truth about a guy. All right, go ahead, Chris.
All right, guys. So I'm going to disagree with you guys because I think you're taking it too far. So to say that they haven't, to say it's fully scripted like pro wrestling, like I think you got to be out of your gourd to believe that. Like if you believe that, then you know what? Just go ahead and continue to keep that tinfoil suit wrapped around yourself because I can't help you. But what I will say with this whole thing is the fact that when sometimes they could, the referees could put their hand on the scale, and to say that they don't do that, to me, that's, and I'm going to use a word here, and it's probably going to be insulting, but I don't mean it to be, but I think it's a bit naive. Like, here's the reality of this. You had Troy Aikman, a national broadcaster, and Troy Aikman does not do this. He does not insert him in the stuff, but to the point where it's so blatant to him that he's seeing it being so one-sided, for him to call it out and then double down on it after he was asked about it and said he was really dumbfounded by the calls, like, That's not some smoke that we should just totally ignore. And here's my feeling on this. You got to look at it. Pat Mahomes is the face of the NFL. We all know that. He's the player. He's the face of the NFL, just like when Brady was. Now, does that mean that, oh, it's totally scripted and we know how the plays are going to go? No, but does it benefit the NFL financially by continuing to have their face, their main player, on games that they know draws the biggest TV attention and ratings and a lot more money? So to believe that they don't maybe at times slant the scale to make sure they're having the success, I firmly believe that. Is that the sole reason for their success? 100% no. And my fear with it is, as an Eagles fan, we expect that the lower region is coming because that's what happens to us as Philly fans. And we're looking at this matchup and we're saying, much like the last Super Bowl, we should win this game. And the last thing I want to have happen is have it taken from my hands by something other than what our team did. And Joe, to double down before I let you go, I also agree with you. I don't think the Bradberry call was what cost us that game. If we could get some officiating that is just, I'll say, fair, there's going to be a call or two that neither side is going to like. I agree with it. But here's one thing. You can't tell me the Chiefs have not, look at this. Look at the last time they got a holding call called against them in the playoffs. And I forget the exact number. Black Gritty mentioned this one time, and it is staggering. So an NFL game to go on without an offensive lineman to get a holding call when we got Jalen Carter to get flagged and swallowed for a lot.
Right. Yeah, so look, Chris, we'll look at that. Yeah, we'll look at that. We could go through all the games and find all the penalties.
I could go through every game that's ever been played.
But I remember this with the Patriots.
And that hasn't been called.
Is part of this they're so well coached that they're not getting as many penalties? Like, we just assume penalties are the ref wakes up one day and says, hey, I'm going to get called 10 here or 0 there. Maybe the Chiefs aren't as sloppy as other teams.
And I was always told, as a lineman, if they're holding you, that's your fault. Even with my little T-Rex arms. If I had to, no, with all jokes aside, I have to make the effort and the ref has to see that I'm trying to get off the block in order to get hold. Because let me tell you, Joe, I could go on every play and I guarantee you for a fact that every offensive lineman is holding. But if they're holding inside the cylinders of your shoulder pads, they're never going to call that. They're never going to call that. The only way they're going to call that is when you're trying to disengage from the block.
You got
to
make it obvious.
And you can see it. This game is too fast. These guys are too big. And they're too athletic. And I understand what Chris was talking about because I said in my dissertation that sometimes it's with the refs, it's a human thing, you know, because they like Patrick Mahomes. Their kids like the Patrick Mahomes jerseys too. They're human. So you might have a ref that see Pat, and he might have a little bit more affinity for him. But I don't think that is greatly orchestrated where the game is like, oh, no, we got to figure out a way to let the Pats win. A lot of those calls, in my opinion, that were made that went the Chiefs' way could have been avoided. Just like that one with Patrick Mahomes. I know he's been a crafty vet, and sometimes when he's going out of bounds, he fools people and gets the extra yards. I mean, you know, there's something you have to contest against. But when you're running out of bounds, let him go out of bounds, man. Just put a hand on
him.
You ain't got to do all that extra stuff. Like, when you do all the extra stuff, if you put your hand on him and he fall and do all that stuff, the refs should see that, because you can see that on replay.
I'm not naive to the fact, and Chris brought up that word naive. I'm not naive to the fact that Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. We get it, right? But the same thing as LeBron James in the face of the NBA. Michael Jordan was the face of the NBA. Tom Brady, the NFL. We can go through this for everybody. All the great players, right? It doesn't mean they have to always win, and it doesn't mean if you lose, it's the referee's fault. You got to overcome it, and I also don't think that when the game starts, we're going to say the referees are against the Eagles. I just don't believe that. Is there going to be a call where Jalen Carter hits Mahomes near his shoulder pads? May they call a rough in the pass?
Yeah.
Probably.
Now, there's some
but he's got to be careful.
That there is preferential treatment to certain individuals. If you feel that.
Well, especially star quarterbacks.
Yeah, you feel that. But, again, I control the narrative. See, that's the thing that I don't think people are realizing. If I'm going into a game and I know that they're going to call the game different for Tom Brady than they would, say, a Michael Vick, because he's considered, air quotes, a running quarterback, then guess what I have to do? I have to play with that information, knowing that information. So what does that mean for me? All that stuff that I would probably do against a Michael Vick, I'm not going to be able to do that against a Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, this is on fans. It's on fans this week to kind of hammer in their head, like, hey, we got to be careful here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. We're live on Radio Row in New Orleans as we get set for Super Bowl 59. All right, yesterday Roger Goodell spoke. Clark Hunt spoke, the owner of the Chiefs. Travis Kelce, they're all talking. They think this is all ridiculous. And I think they're right. I think we've gone overboard with this referee stuff. I don't believe the referees are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday. This game is going to come down to which players and which coaches game plan and execute better. It's not going to be. And if it is, like Kyle said, then we're just coping. I mean, it's not about that. If the Eagles play better, they will win the Super Bowl. Bottom line is, 2 years ago, they played well. They didn't play better. That's why the Chiefs had a championship and we didn't. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all this? People have been on this all season long. Do you buy that the refs will be against the Eagles in this game? We don't buy it here. Hugh and I don't buy it. Kyle doesn't buy it. Where do you come now? Take matters in your own hands in this game. Win it without that. Plus, we'll get to some other notable people who believe there is some kind of conspiracy theory here, including an old friend of Hugh's. You're going to want to hear that next. Plus, a new Joe Conklin special all on the other side. We're live today, Radio Row, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show live from New Orleans Radio Row. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli. Elliot will join us in a while. He caused a scene yesterday with his Mahomes and Hurt stuff. And then, of course, Ross Tucker later on will sit down with us here live at Radio Row. We got a lot of guests coming on the next couple days, a lot to discuss. Media night last night, which was interesting. My first time going to a media night at the Superdome here in New Orleans. 215-592-9494. All right, do you think the refs are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. Hugh doesn't either. But a lot of people do, including an old friend of yours, Hugh Douglas. Let's listen recently to Terrell Owens talking about the refs and the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's crazy because I played the game and I'm watching the game and I'm looking at all these calls that they're just that's benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the game before against the Texans. Bro, like, you know, Mahomes is smart. He calls in the flag, you know what I mean? He's getting the benefit of it. He didn't even get hit. 15-yard flag. The guy, Will Anderson, barely hit him. That can stop the momentum of the game.
Yeah.
There, at that point in time, the Houston Texans were in the game. Those calls right there advances them, gives them extra downs. It changed the whole complexity of the game.
Do you think this has been going on all season with Kansas City or just as recently?
You can even go back to the last couple of Super Bowl, even when the Niners played the Super Bowl. Look at all the holding calls. If you watch that tape, bro, it was crazy. They were getting clotheslined, and they were not calling it. Bro, it is blatant calls that were missed, like obvious.
So there it is, T.O. yesterday, recently talking about this. Hugh, what do you make of T.O.? First of all, the conspiracy theory music under him made the whole thing even better.
Wait a minute, Kyle didn't do that?
Nope, that wasn't me.
That was
stop playing. I thought that was Kyle.
No, that was
I thought that was Kyle
thing.
Doing
nope.
what he was doing.
Nope.
I do like that touch, though.
No, it adds to it.
T.O.'s entitled to his opinion.
Okay, all right.
I mean, if that's what he believes, that's his truth. I don't believe that to be the case. I really don't. It's too many people that have to be involved in this conspiracy in order for it to happen. And I don't think that's the case. I think that Patrick Mahomes has found a way to circumvent the system and use it to his advantage. Because he's, like I said, he's a crafty quarterback.
I think that's exactly it.
And he's noticed that now. And as a matter of fact, he's trying to walk it back a little bit. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think was it last week? He said he knew that it was wrong and he's going to stop trying to do it. Why would you? If the referees are being that sentimental towards you and are willing to protect you, why wouldn't you use that to your advantage? That's gamesmanship.
It's like LeBron flopping for calls.
Yes.
Or Harden. Or, I mean, if you get any NBA player, they all do. But, like, it's the same thing. I mean, you try to get the call, but it doesn't mean there's a grand thing. Like, when the game starts, no one's against the Eagles.
It's just like a children, Joe. If they know that, you know, they could, if they're not going to get punished for putting their, like, taking cookies out of the cookie jar,
They're gonna keep on doing it.
Yeah. They're gonna keep on doing it until you stop them, you know. And that's what Mahomes is doing. He's getting those crucial calls and crucial downs because he knows that the refs are sentimental towards him, and that's on the refs because you're supposed to be in a position where you're not supposed to play favors like that. And I think that some do because you're still a fan. At the end of the day, you're a fan, and you just happen to be a fan that calls the game.
So the other thing that I think we forget sometimes is the Chiefs have been in the biggest game all the time, year after year. They have the most eyeballs on them. We are now, and we're hyper locked into this now. We're like, it's the same thing to me as, are umpires in baseball worse than they used to be? Probably not, but we just watch it. We have a million ways of viewing the replay or, you know, on our phones 50 times, and when there's a bad call or a bad whatever, we see it and we're like, this is the worst we've ever seen. No, it happens all the time. Like, the Chiefs are just the team right now in the NFL, so there's this, like, bullseye on them that something's going on here. It's not. If the Eagles play well, they'll win the Super Bowl. The refs aren't going to be the story on Sunday. I don't believe that. 215-592-9494. Now, quickly, here's a funny story to go with the T.O. thing. Dean Blandino here, the former, you know, the VP of officiating.
Yes.
You would think of all the people, Dean Blandino would obviously have the strongest feel on this, and he obviously doesn't believe there's anything going on here. But you know who is convinced there is something going on? Dean Blandino's brother. Blandino recently said, quote, "My brother, who is convinced the league is rigged and convinced that I signed an NDA." So this is not only like normal people. It's even the former VP of officiating's brother.
He said his brother asked him to sign a
DP. No, his brother believes that he signed an NDA. Like, his brother doesn't even believe him. But that's how That's how some people believe this is real. Like, even the brother of Dean Blandino is like, nah, this is real.
But you know what? You know what's funny? It's since we want to, since we're here now, you know whose fault this is? This is NFL's fault.
They let it get this far.
They let it get to this point by being in the bed with the casinos and things of this nature. And, you know, we're not that far removed from the 10 Donahue's of the world. And people feel like, you know, the NFL is above all that, but some people are starting to feel like, why not? Why are they all of a sudden above it and everybody else has done it in all these other sports?
Yeah, well, I mean, and the conspiracy theories fly then. Let's go to the next phone caller, Gary in Boston. What's up, Gary?
Hey, I am psyched out of my mind for the Super Bowl. I saw the Eagles lose the Patriots up here and then beat them, and I'm predicting that they lost to Kansas City 2 years ago, and now they're going to win this time, the rematch. So
it's like deja vu all over again. I like that.
It is, but, you know, I'm so excited. The first time the Eagles lost to the Patriots, my son took everything off of his wall, dumped all of his Eagles gear in the hallway, and he said, I'm done with him. I said, put it back up there. I said, you're an Eagles fan. You gotta know what the pain is like as well as the pleasure. So
yeah, take a deep breath, and you'll get through it. Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that, Gary. There's a lot of young fans right now. Like, my kids are 10 and 7, and they don't really know anything, but these teams are really good. You know, the Eagles in the Super Bowl 3 times, the Phillies in the World Series. They think this is all the time now.
Yeah, yeah. I lived through a lot of pain in my life. 64 Phillies was the first season I ever really rooted as a 9-year-old, and I'm still in recovery from that. So
I bet. So what do you think of this ref thing?
All right, well, here's the thing. I don't think you can ignore the presence of legalized gambling. I mean, you know, when organized crime, which could be a part of it, we'd be naive to think that it doesn't have anything to do with it, gets into anything, it's always about the money, and you can't ignore it. I'm not going to say that it is, but it is, I think, in the NFL's best interest for the Chiefs to win with this whole three-peat thing. It you know, it ups their brand. It gives them more notoriety, more to talk about. So my only point is this, the whole, you know, FanDuel, you know, DraftKings, the whole thing, I feel like it's brought into question the outcomes a lot of times. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and Gary, we appreciate the phone call. I wasn't expecting the mob to be involved in a phone call early in the show today, but you never know what's going to happen around here. So here's what I would say about the FanDuel or any whatever
conspiracy.
Sport. You know what I think it does?
What's that?
I don't think it's actually moving this situation in any direction. I just think there's more people that are upset because they're losing money.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's one of those things where you look at the corruption that's in the basketball sport.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that seems like it's getting
people
better.
Are looking like now it's the NFL. It's too many moving parts. I hear what people are saying, and I respect everybody's...
And is it worth it for the NFL?
I respect everybody's opinion on this. But, man, that's a lot of moving parts, man.
Of course it is.
You can't even get people to keep secrets nowadays. Let's know you got 100 folks on the field at any given time, 200 people. That's 200 people in a conspiracy.
Yeah,
that's a lot of folks.
I just think it's...
It's a lot of NDAs, man.
That's too many NDAs.
Yeah, every week.
So I just think it's... The hypersensitivity because you lost the bet or I lost the bet that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was, I guess in between there is when they legalized it for a lot of states, that we wouldn't have been that angry. I mean, maybe you were betting anyway in a different way, but, like, not the same. Like, we could do it on our – I think this is one of the most overblown things, and I don't worry about it heading into the Super Bowl.
I tell you what, though, it does add a different layer when you have people. Like, I was just saying, T.O., when T.O. throw fuel on that fire, it does.
Well, and then the Dean Blandino's brother is like, nah, hey, I don't buy it.
Hey, no, I know the NFL probably like, Lord have mercy, what did T.O. say?
You might need to talk to him again there, Hugh.
I ain't got nothing to say. That's a grown-ass man. I'm going to see him tomorrow night probably if I go to this party. It all depends on what my day look like because you know me. I'm gonna get that rest now.
You think it's 7 p.m. tonight?
No, I went to bed about what? I stayed up kind of late last night. I made it to 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? I'm surprised you got up on time.
I made it to 9 o'clock.
You know, I don't think I made it to 9 o'clock last night.
I made it to 9 last night. I was proud of myself.
Well, then it's easy to get wiped out down here. One, there's a lot of drinking that could be done. Also,
yeah, and
it's a lot of walking. It's a lot of walking.
Hey, man, listen, I'm not.
Hugh's getting his steps in, everybody.
I'm getting my steps in every day. Still, we got to get a hurricane today at some point, though.
Let's do it today.
No, Hand grenade. We ain't got that yet.
All right, let's go to David in Doylestown. What's up, David?
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
Dave,
what's up?
I'm totally down with Hugh on this. I grew up in the racehorse business, and it was always like, the races are fixed. At that level, for that many people to be involved, it's impossible. I mean, in every faction of life, you got cheaters, but that's probably like 1%, and you can't throw everyone else under the bus because it's just impossible. I mean, ask Pete Rose how that worked out for him. Ask all these other people who've been banned from sports for their life. You get caught, you're in big trouble. If Roger Goodell's got some big conspiracy going and he gets caught, FBI's going to be knocking on his door.
Well, of course. Is the juice worth the squeeze for the NFL? Like, you know, the last caller mentioned it's better for the NFL if they three-peat. It's better for the NFL if Mahomes is the story. I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, like, the NFL's the king of sports anyway, David. I don't think one more Mahomes championship is going to change the NFL. Like, they're going to be huge anyway.
No, the NFL will benefit from having awesome games. People love it. They're going to keep watching. They want to see sportsmanship. And our team just has to go out there and grind that clock, run that ball, let Jalen do his thing, and 27-17 birds.
I love it, David, man.
The funny thing about the calls is when bad calls go for your team or no calls, you might say to your friends, that was a bad call, but you don't mind. You like it. So it's just a weird thing.
Oh, we've had a few that went our way that we talked about in passing.
Let me point out
over the last couple of weeks.
David, good phone call. Hugh, the fourth and five play that I gave Sirianni credit for in the title game, the Eagles are winning 14-12 before halftime, right? They're around midfield. That's when Jalen bombed it down the field to AJ.
Yeah.
Saquon held on the play.
Yeah, it was that one, and it was another one where Saquon got pushed out of bounds and the refs called it or something.
Oh, then that same game, yeah.
Where that was
50-50. Like,
but it's like you said, it's calls. We can point out calls that went our way, and nobody said a word.
Because they're –
yeah, because your team won. But let's just keep – that's why for me, man, when I throw that allegation out there cheating and all this stuff, just know what you're doing because you're being – you got to be fair. Can't keep your mouth quiet when the calls that you know were wrong go your way. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, and I think it's a coping mechanism when things don't go against.
It's definitely a coping mechanism.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan in Bentonville. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up?
You know what? I'd like to give a shout out to my neighbor, Mary Beth. She's a big Eagles fan, and I was talking to her the other day. My uncle brings over puzzles, so we give the puzzles to her, she said she's like a big guy, loves listening to your guys' show and everything. And she said that her sister's husband's actually going to the Super Bowl. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome.
That's awesome, Dan. Dan, what are you thinking about the referees? Are they going to be against us on Sunday night?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I think there's more to the story. If everybody's talking about it, there's got to be something to it. I mean, I think there's more. You got DraftKings. You got all these sporting bets on apps and stuff. DraftKings, I can't think of the other one.
FanDuel.
FanDuel and all them. I mean, there's more to it than the...
I
think there's a lot more to it than
That is added to it. Legalized gambling is definitely added. It's made the story change, for sure.
And if you look into it, I'm sure if somebody really investigated with the NFL, I'm sure like one of the ref's brothers like works at the casino or has some kind of ties at casinos. And it's all, I think they all kind of, I think it's fixed. I mean, I'm sure there was a time the NFL was actually playing, but now I think it's been the last couple of years since Brady, it's been fixed, I think.
So it started with Brady. Dan, good phone call. All right, so Kyle, this started with Brady. So we're going on 25 years of conspiracies here.
So I've been living a lie, watching football my whole life, basically.
Well, I mean, here's my thing now. If this is the case, why are we all here? Let's just talk.
I would say that. If it goes back that far, I didn't sign an NDA. And damn it, if I did and we were supposed to lose the Super Bowl, I'm telling on every damn body. You best believe that. I'm the snitch. If that was the case, but I didn't sign an NDA.
Yeah, you would snitch.
I'm telling you. Especially if it didn't go my way. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Snitch Douglas.
Yeah.
Snitch Douglas.
I'm putting cases on all you mofos. I'm telling on everybody.
How long would you hold out if you did sign an NDA? Like, would you hold out for like
If I signed an NDA, I wouldn't tell. But if it was a conspiracy and I wasn't a part of it, then I'm telling.
No, I'll give him about 5
Especially
minutes.
Especially not to lose. Like to lose the Super Bowl? Oh, I'm telling.
All right, this just made me think here. Okay, if WIP had a conspiracy where we knew about something like this, who'd be the first to snitch?
The camera.
I was thinking Jack.
Yeah,
Jack kind of saw.
Yeah, I think Jack could tell in 10 minutes.
Okay, so Jack would be the first, then the camera.
Who would take it to the grave? Like, who's the one, like, ironclad, it's not coming out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think the camera, actually.
The camera?
Yeah, I got to be honest.
Take it to the grave?
Yeah. I actually trust Seltzer in this. I don't think Seltzer would tell.
Yeah.
You're not so sure about Seltzer?
See, because I ain't hung out with Seltzer. I ain't party with Seltzer yet, but Seltzer seems to me like, am I stretching when I say Seltzer looks like when he gets one too many into him?
Yeah.
He likes to talk.
That's what I was thinking. I think he can come out after a few drinks.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
He
liked
to talk.
Yeah, okay. So we think Jack at the camera would snitch?
I would also put my hat in the ring as accidentally letting it slip.
I wouldn't snitch because I'd be asleep most of the time. I'd be asleep.
Yeah, they would think you're dead.
For the amount of times I've given away our prize answer on the show, like I can't see myself
true.
In it.
Yeah,
right now.
And if they give it away, nobody believe me because I'm kind of scatterbrained sometimes anyway. So
did you really just say what he said? Nah, I couldn't have been.
It can't be that. Couldn't have been it.
Yeah, he couldn't have just unveiled it. What really is going on over there? All right, Chuck is up next. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, there's Chris Sims.
Hey,
go call him names. Go call Chris Sims.
We do that on WIP every week. Go ahead, Chuck.
He's an idiot.
Hello?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. I disagree with both of you. You have Troy Aikman and you have Tom Brady calling out, especially the Bills game. Then there's allegations that...
Hold on. When did Tom Brady... The next time Tom Brady is critical of a referee will be the first time, Chuck. Now, I agree with you on Aikman. That was pretty strong. What did Brady say?
And there's allegations that Andy Reid is suing Aikman for his comments and that Lamar Hunt's wife is bribing the referees. And we have the Eagles on the biggest...
How is she bribing the referee? What's she doing?
Chuck.
There's plenty. There's allegations
You dropped a lot of allegations. You better bring some solid to the table.
What do you got on Lamar Hunt's wife?
Look on Facebook yesterday. It was on there.
This makes a lot of sense now.
I'm not saying it's all true.
But you're throwing a lot out there, man.
Whenever I need to find out the facts, I go straight to Facebook, Chuck. All right, I'm searching here.
I'm
Facebooking this thing. All right, Lamar Hunt's wife.
Is Norma Hunt?
I don't know.
If it's Norma Hunt, she's not with us anymore.
Okay, then I
so that's not her.
Okay. Lamar Hunt was just on the station behind us a few minutes ago. He was talking.
How about Andy Reid?
You mean Clark Hunt?
Aikman.
Are we talking about Clark Hunt?
Sorry, Clark. Clark was, yes. I know.
Lamar Hunt is also no longer with us, and it hasn't been for like 20 years.
I meant Clark.
Yeah, you're confusing us.
Why is Andy Reid suing? Suing Aikman for his comment.
I don't know if that's true, Chuck. Chuck, you
look
got that?
It all up.
All right, Chuck.
Well, I see a story.
Kyle, go on Facebook and look at the allegations.
The idea of referee favoritism. They're squashing that.
I feel like an Andy Reid lawsuit of Troy Aikman would have gotten headlines.
Yeah, look.
I
so
missed that one.
I Googled it, and the first thing that came up was a Facebook post.
Well, if that's where Chuck got it, I mean,
from some guy named Toe Me. This has legs, fellas.
I consider that a solid source. So I would say we're onto something there. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, do we have a brand new song to debut here on WIP? What is this, Kyle?
We do. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, our favorite song on the Midday Show has been Eastbound and Down.
Of course. Yeah.
So Conklin just thought he would make a fun little minute's worth of Eastbound and Down about really just our show. Here it is.
Attention, air traffic control. A flock of midday drunks is heading to New Orleans.
Super Bowl bound. Defense keeps on trucking. We're going to watch the Eagles get it done. But we've got one more to go, and we can't wait to get there. Super Bowl bound and watch it Saquon run. Gilio's foot is on the pedal. We all know the stakes. Kyle screaming, we all ate for break. You've been drinking since Atlanta. Fell asleep in Texarkana. We'll bring it home no matter what it takes. Super Bowl bound. This time we ain't. We're gonna watch the Eagles get it done. But we've got one more to go, and we can't wait to get there. Super Bowl bound, watch it Saquon run.
Especially the part about
Hugh
drinking from Atlanta to Texarkana.
I'll be sipping.
You fell asleep at Texarkana.
Yeah, I did. I fell asleep.
Oh almost fell asleep in the Uber from the airport.
Oh, man, I was knocked out. I had a good time. I'm having it. It's been fun, man.
Yeah, it's been great down here.
It's been fun hanging out with the guys when they get a chance to see them. Everybody kind of went their own way last night, though.
Well, we ended up at the media night. You were going your own way. And you know what I had last night? I had some gator.
Was it good?
I ate gator, yeah. It's good. I guess, alligator po' boy.
I guess today I got to get a po' boy from somewhere.
Yes.
And we got to get the hand grenades.
Yes, we do. All right.
We got to do that.
We thank Joe Conklin for that song. Get info on all Joe's shows at joeconklin.com. All right, let's go to Dre, and Elliot's going to join us. Next hour, Elliot will have Ross Tucker. A lot going on here. Do you believe the refs are going to favor the Chiefs on Sunday? And really, are they going to be against the Eagles? I don't believe so. Dre's up. Hey, Dre.
Dre.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dre.
Hey, I got to say, man, I got to agree with Kyle, you know, on the whole, you know, the ref thing. Like, look, man, we just got to go out there. I'll give you a great analogy. You guys remember when Kobe Bryant in the Olympics went at Paul Gasol? And nobody's seen that coming. That's exactly how we need to approach this game. It'll put all that mess to rest.
They didn't believe
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we listening.
So what do you want us to
do?
Yeah.
It'll put all that mess to rest because, man, left and right, I'm hearing, you know, the refs. I'm hearing all kinds of nonsense. And at the end of the day, it's like what Mel Reese said, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Period. Point blank, simple. That's all it is. Because all that other stuff, won't mean nothing once you're holding that Lombardi trophy up in the air.
But
hey, and you, don't worry about you getting tired, man. Trust me, I'm going to be 37 this month, and I'm already feeling it by 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I go to sleep, man. I ain't letting these young Thundercats bother me about my sleeping habits.
37, 8 o'clock, Dre, come on, man. You got to have a
yeah, I'm
little bit of energy
to lie
drink.
To you. I'm feeling
Wake
it.
Up. A cup of coffee or something, Dre. Dre, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Do you think the refs will be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. I think it is overblown. It has gone too far. And it's about just playing better. Like, we did this with Tom Brady before it was Patrick Mahomes. Guess what? Nick Foles beat Tom Brady because he played well enough to beat him. If the Eagles play great on Sunday, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's not about the referees impacting the game. We've gone way too far. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. Your call is coming up. Elliot will join us. Ross Tucker will join us. We'll get into a lot of what happened and what was said at media night last night as well as we go through, including Carson Wentz speaking. He's a Chief on Sunday. And what Jeff Lurie said about the future of the link. All coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Super Bowl 59, one game, two teams, endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who will take home the MVP trophy, or the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump to the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. He caused a scene yesterday with his Mahomes and Hurts stuff. And then, of course, Ross Tucker later on will sit down with us here live at Radio Row. We got a lot of guests coming on the next couple days, a lot to discuss. Media night last night, which was interesting. My first time going to a media night at the Superdome here in New Orleans. 215-592-9494. All right, do you think the refs are going to be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. Hugh doesn't either. But a lot of people do, including an old friend of yours, Hugh Douglas. Let's listen recently to Terrell Owens talking about the refs and the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's crazy because I played the game, and I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at all these calls that they're just – that's benefiting – the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the game before against the Texans. Bro, like, you know, Mahomes is smart. He calls in the flag, you know what I mean? He's getting the benefit of it. He didn't even get hit. 15-yard flag. The guy, Will Anderson, barely hit him. That can stop the momentum of the game.
Yeah.
There, at that point in time, the Houston Texans were in the game. Those calls right there advances them, gives them extra downs. It changed the whole complexity of the game.
Do you think this has been going on all season with Kansas City or just as recently
referees? You can even go back to the last couple of Super Bowl, even when the Niners played the Super Bowl. Look at all the holding calls. If you watch that tape, bro, it was crazy. They were getting clotheslined, and they were not calling it. Bro, it is blatant calls that were missed, like obvious.
So there it is, T.O. yesterday, recently talking about this. Hugh, what do you make of T.O.? First of all, the conspiracy theory music under him made the whole thing even better.
Wait a minute, Kyle didn't do that?
Nope, that wasn't me.
That was
stop playing. I thought that was Kyle.
No, that was part of the whole thing.
I thought that was Kyle doing what he was doing.
Nope.
I do like that touch, though.
No, it adds to it.
T.O.'s entitled to his opinion.
Okay, all right.
I mean, if that's what he believes, that's his truth. I don't believe that to be the case. I really don't. It's too many people that have to be involved in this conspiracy in order for it to happen. And I don't think that's the case. I think that Patrick Mahomes has found a way to circumvent the system and use it to his advantage. Because he's, like I said, he's a crafty quarterback.
I think that's exactly it.
And he's noticed that now. And as a matter of fact, he's trying to walk it back a little bit. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think was it the last week? He said he know that it was wrong and he going to stop trying to do it. Why would you? If the referees are being that sentimental towards you and are willing to protect you, why wouldn't you use that to your advantage? That's gamesmanship.
It's like LeBron flopping for calls.
Yes.
Or Harden. Or, I mean, if you get any NBA player, they all do. But, like, it's the same thing. I mean, you try to get the call, but it doesn't mean there's a grand thing. Like, when the game starts, no one's against the Eagles.
It's just like our children, Joe. If they know that, you know, they could, if they're not going to get punished for putting their, like, taking cookies out of a cookie jar,
they're going to keep on doing it.
Yeah. They're going to keep on doing it until you stop them, you know? And that's what Mahomes is doing. He's getting those crucial calls and crucial downs because he knows that the refs are sentimental towards him. And that's on the refs because you're supposed to be in a position where you're not supposed to play favors like that. And I think that some do because you're still a fan. At the end of the day, you're a fan. And you just happen to be a fan that calls the game.
So the other thing that I think we forget sometimes is the Chiefs have been in the biggest game all the time, year after year. They have the most eyeballs on them. We are now, and we're hyper locked into this now. Like it's the same thing to me as, are umpires in baseball worse than they used to be? Probably not. But we just watch it. We have a million ways of viewing the replay, or you know, on our phones 50 times. And when there's a bad call or a bad whatever, we see it and we're like, this is the worst we've ever seen. No, it happens all the time. Like, the Chiefs are just the team right now in the NFL, so there's this, like, bullseye on them that something's going on here. It's not. If the Eagles play well, they'll win the Super Bowl. The refs aren't going to be the story on Sunday. I don't believe that. 215-592-9494. Now, quickly, here's a funny story to go with the T.O. thing. Dean Blandino here, the former, you know, the VP of officiating.
Yes.
You would think of all the people, Dean Blandino would obviously have the strongest feel on this, and he obviously doesn't believe there's anything going on here. But you know who is convinced there is something going on? Dean Blandino's brother. Blandino recently said, quote, "My brother, who is convinced the league is rigged and convinced that I signed an NDA." So this is not only like normal people. It's even the former VP of officiating's brother.
He said his brother asked him to sign a
NDA. No, his brother believes that he signed an NDA. Like, his brother doesn't even believe him. But that's how That's how some people believe this is real. Like, even the brother of Dean Blandino is like, nah, this is rigged.
But you know what? You know what's funny? Since we're here now, you know whose fault this is? This is NFL's fault.
They let it get this far.
They let it get to this point by being in the bed with the casinos and things of this nature. And, you know, we're not that far removed from the 10 Donahue's of the world. And people feel like, you know, the NFL is above all that. But some people are starting to feel like, why not? Why are they all of a sudden above it and everybody else has done it in all these other sports?
Yeah, well, I mean, in the conspiracy theories part of that. Let's go to the next phone caller. Gary in Boston. What's up, Gary?
Hey, I am psyched out of my mind for this Super Bowl. I saw the Eagles lose the Patriots up here and then beat them. And I'm predicting that they lost to Kansas City 2 years ago, and now they're going to win this time, the rematch. So
it's like deja vu all over again. I like that.
It is. But, you know, I'm so excited. The first time the Eagles lost to the Patriots, my son took everything off of his wall, dumped all of his Eagles gear in the hallway, and he said, I'm done with him. I said, put it back up there. I said, you're an Eagles fan. You gotta know what the pain is like, as well as the pleasure. So
yeah, take a deep breath, and you'll get through it. Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that, Gary. There's a lot of young fans right now. Like, my kids are 10 and 7, and they don't really know anything, but these teams are really good. You know, the Eagles in the Super Bowl 3 times, the Phillies in the World Series. They think this is all the time now.
Yeah. I lived through a lot of pain in my life. 64 Phillies was the first season I ever really rooted as a 9-year-old, and I'm still in recovery from that. So
I bet. So what do you think of this ref thing?
All right, well, here's the thing. I don't think you can ignore the presence of legalized gambling. I mean, you know, when organized crime, which could be a part of it, we'd be naive to think that it doesn't have anything to do with it, gets into anything, it's always about the money, and you can't ignore it. I'm not going to say that it is, but it isn't, I think, in the NFL's best interest for the Chiefs to win with this whole three-peat thing. It you know, it ups their brand. It gives them more notoriety, more to talk about. So my only point is this, the whole, you know, FanDuel, you know, DraftKings, the whole thing, I feel like it's brought into question the outcomes a lot of times. So that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and Gary, we appreciate the phone. I wasn't expecting the mob to be involved in a phone call early in the show today, but you never know what's going to happen around here. So here's what I would say about the FanDuel or any whatever
conspiracy.
You know what I think it does?
What's that?
I don't think it's actually moving this situation in any direction. I just think there's more people that are upset because they're losing money.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's one of those things where you look at the corruption that's in the basketball sport.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that seems like it's
getting people
bad.
Are looking like now it's the NFL. It's too many moving parts. I hear what people are saying, and I respect everybody's...
And is it worth it for the NFL?
I respect everybody's opinion on this. But, man, that's a lot of moving parts, man.
Of course it is.
You can't even get people to keep secrets nowadays. Let's know you got 100 folks on the field at any given time, 200 people. That's 200 people in a conspiracy.
Yeah,
that's a lot of folks.
I just think it's
a lot of NDAs, man.
That's too many NDAs.
Yeah, it's every week.
So I just think it's... The hypersensitivity because you lost the bet or I lost the bet that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was, I guess in between there is when they legalized it for a lot of states, that we wouldn't have been that angry. I mean, maybe you were betting anyway in a different way, but, like, not the same. Like, we could do it on our – I think this is one of the most overblown things, and I don't worry about it heading into the Super Bowl.
I tell you what, though, it does add a different layer when you have people. Like I was just saying, T.O., when T.O. throw fuel on that fire –
Well, and then the Dean Blandino's brother is like, nah, I don't buy it.
Hey, I know the NFL probably like, Lord have mercy, what did T.O. say?
You might need to talk to him again there, Hugh.
I ain't got nothing to say. That's a grown-ass man. I'm going to see him tomorrow night probably if I go to this party. It all depends on what my day look like because you know me. I'm gonna get that rest now.
You think it's 7 p.m. tonight?
No, I went to bed about what? I stayed up kind of late last night. I made it to 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? I'm surprised you got up on time.
I made it to 9 o'clock.
You know, I don't think I made it to 9 o'clock last night.
I made it to 9 last night. I was proud of myself.
Well, then it's easy to get wiped out down here. One, there's a lot of drinking that could be done. Also,
yeah, and
it's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking. Hey, man, listen, I'm not.
Hugh's getting his steps in, everybody.
I'm getting my steps in every day. Still, we got to get a hurricane today at some point, though.
Let's do it today.
No, Hand grenade.
Hand grenade.
We ain't got that yet.
We still haven't done that. All right, let's go to David in Doylestown. What's up, David?
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
What's going
on? Dave, what's up?
I'm totally down with Hugh on this. I grew up in the racehorse business, and it was always like, oh, the races are fixed. At that level, for that many people to be involved, it's impossible. I mean, in every faction of life, you got cheaters, but that's probably like 1%, and you can't throw everyone else under the bus because it's just impossible. I mean, ask Pete Rose how that worked out for him. Ask all these other people who've been banned from sports for their life. You get caught, you're in big trouble. If Roger Goodell's got some big conspiracy going and he gets caught, FBI's going to be knocking on his door.
Well, of course. And it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze for the NFL? Like, you know, last caller mentioned it's better for the NFL if they three-peat. It's better for the NFL if Mahomes is the story. I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, like, the NFL's the king of sports anyway, David. I don't think one more Mahomes championship is going to change the NFL. Like, they're going to be huge anyway.
No, the NFL will benefit from having awesome games. People love it. They're going to keep watching. They want to see sportsmanship. And our team just has to go out there and grind that clock, run that ball, let Jalen do his thing, and 27-17 birds.
I love it, David, man.
The funny thing about the calls is when bad calls go for your team or no calls, you might say to your friends, that was a bad call, but you don't mind. You like it. So it's just a weird thing.
Oh, we've had a few that went our way that we talked about in passing.
Let me point out
over the last couple of weeks.
David, good phone call. Hugh, the 4th-and-5 play that I gave Sirianni credit for in the title game, the Eagles are winning 14-12 before halftime, right? They're around midfield. That's when Jalen bombed it down the field to AJ.
Yeah.
Saquon held on the play.
Yeah, it was that one, and it was another one where Saquon got pushed out of bounds and the refs called it or something.
Oh, then that same game, yeah.
Where it was
50-50. Like,
but it's like you said, it's calls. We can point out calls that went our way, and nobody said a word.
Because they're
because your team won. But let's just keep – that's why for me, man, when I throw that allegation out there cheating and all this stuff, just know what you're doing because you got to be fair. Can't keep your mouth quiet when the calls that you know were wrong go your way. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah, and I think it's a coping mechanism when things don't go against.
It's definitely a coping mechanism.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan in Bentonville. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up?
You know what? I'd like to give a shout out to my neighbor, Mary Beth. She's a big Eagles fan, and I was talking to her the other day. My uncle brings over puzzles, so we give the puzzles to her, she said she's like a big guy, loves listening to your guys' show and everything. And she said that her sister's husband's actually going to the Super Bowl. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Dan. Dan, what are you thinking about the referees? Are they going to be against us on Sunday night?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I think there's more to the story. If everybody's talking about it, there's got to be something to it. I mean, I think there's more. You got DraftKings. You got all these sporting bets on apps and stuff. DraftKings. I can't think of the other one.
FanDuel.
FanDuel and all them. I mean, there's more to it than the.
That is added to it. Legalized gambling is definitely it's made the story change for sure.
And if you look into it, I'm sure if somebody really investigate with the NFL, I'm sure like one of the ref's brothers like works at the casino or has some kind of ties at casinos, and it's all I think they all kind of I think it's fixed. I mean, I'm sure there was a time the NFL was actually playing hard, but now I think it's been the last couple of years since Brady, it's been fixed, I think.
So it started with Brady. Dan, good phone call. All right, so Kyle, this started with Brady. So we're going on 25 years of conspiracies here.
So I've been living a lie, watching football my whole life, basically.
Well, I mean, here's my thing now. If this is the case, why are we all here? Let's just talk.
I will say that. If it goes back that far, I didn't sign an NDA. And damn it, if I did and we were supposed to lose the Super Bowl, I'm telling on every damn body. You best believe that. I'm the snitch. If that was the case, but I didn't sign an NDA.
Yeah, you would snitch.
I'm telling you. Especially if it didn't go my way. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Snitch Douglas.
Yeah.
Snitch Douglas.
I'm putting cases on all you mofos. I'm telling on everybody.
How long would you hold out if you did sign an NDA? Like, would you hold out for like
a year? If I signed an NDA, I wouldn't tell. But if it was a conspiracy and I wasn't a part of it, then I'm telling.
No, I give him about 5 minutes.
Especially not to lose. Like to lose the Super Bowl? Oh, I'm telling.
All right, this just made me think here. Okay, if WIP had a conspiracy where we knew about something like this, who'd be the first to snitch?
The camera.
I was thinking Jack.
Yeah,
Jack kind of soft.
Yeah, I think Jack would tell in 10 minutes.
Okay, so Jack would be the first, then the camera.
Who would take it to the grave? Like, who's the one, like, ironclad, it's not coming out?
I don't know. I think the camera, actually.
The camera?
Yeah, I got to be honest.
Take it to the grave?
Yeah. I actually trust Seltzer in this. I don't think Seltzer would tell.
Yeah.
You're not so sure about Seltzer?
See, because I ain't hung out with Seltzer. I ain't party with Seltzer yet, but Seltzer seems to me like, am I stretching when I say Seltzer looks like when he gets one too many in 20?
Yeah.
He likes to talk.
That's what I was thinking. I think he can come out after a few drinks.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah,
he liked to talk.
Yeah, okay. So we think Jack at the camera would snitch?
I would also put my hat in the ring as accidentally letting it slip.
I wouldn't snitch because I'd be asleep most of the time.
Yeah, they think you're dead.
For the amount of times I've given away our prize answer on the show, like I can't see myself in it.
Yeah,
right now.
And if I did give it away, nobody believed me because I'm kind of scatterbrained sometimes anyway. So
did you really just say what he said? No, I couldn't have been.
It couldn't have been that.
He couldn't have just unveiled it. What really is going on over there? All right, Chuck is up next. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, there's Chris Sims. Hey, go call him names. Go call Chris Sims.
We do that on WIP every week. Go ahead, Chuck.
He's an idiot.
Hello?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys. I disagree with both of you. You have Troy Aikman and you have Tom Brady calling out, especially the Bills game. Then there's allegations that...
Hold on. When did Tom Brady... The next time Tom Brady is critical of a referee will be the first time, Chuck. Now, I agree with you on Aikman. That was pretty strong. What did Brady say?
And there's allegations that Andy Reid is suing Aikman for his comments and that Lamar Hunt's wife is bribing the referees. And we have the Eagles on the biggest...
How is she bribing the referee? What's she doing?
Chuck.
There's allegations out there between Andy Reid and Lamar Hunt's wife.
You dropped a lot of allegations. You better bring some solid to the table.
What do you got on Lamar Hunt's wife?
What is she doing?
Look on Facebook yesterday. It was on there. There's all.
This makes a lot of sense now.
It's not. I'm not saying it's all true.
But you're throwing a lot out there, man.
Whenever I need to find out the facts, I go straight to Facebook. All right, I'm searching here.
I'm
Facebooking this thing. All right, Lamar Hunt's wife.
Is Norma Hunt?
I don't know.
If it's Norma Hunt, she's not with us anymore.
Okay, then
So that's not her.
Okay. Lamar Hunt was just on the station behind us a few minutes ago.
How about Andy Reid?
You mean Clark Hunt? Are we talking about Clark Hunt?
Sorry, Clark. Clark was, yes. I know.
Lamar Hunt is also no longer with us, and it hasn't been for like 20 years.
I meant Clark.
Yeah, you're confusing us.
Why is Andy Reid doing... suing Aikman for his comment.
I don't know if that's true, Chuck. Chuck, you
look
got that?
Look it all up.
All right, Chuck.
Well, I see a story.
Kyle, go on Facebook and look at the allegations.
The idea of referee favoritism. They're squashing that.
I feel like an Andy Reid lawsuit of Troy Aikman would have gotten headlines.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I missed that one.
I Googled it, and the first thing that came up was a Facebook post.
if that's where Chuck got it. I mean,
from some guy named Toe Me. This has legs, fellas.
I consider that a solid source. So I would say we're onto something there. 200 Po Boy.
I guess today I got to get a Po Boy from somewhere.
Yeah.
And we got to get the hand grenade.
Yes, we do. All right.
We got to do that.
We thank Joe Conklin for that song. Get info on all Joe shows at joeconklin.com. All right, let's go to we'll go to Dre, and Elliot's going to join us. Next hour, Elliot will have Ross Tucker. A lot going on here. Do you believe the refs are going to favor the Chiefs on Sunday? And really, are they going to be against the Eagles? I don't believe so. Dre's up. Hey, Dre.
Dre.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dre.
Hey, I got to say, man, I got to agree with Kyle, you know, on the whole, you know, the ref thing. Like, look, man, we just got to go out there. I'll give you a great analogy. You guys remember when Kobe Bryant in the Olympics went at Paul Gasol? And nobody's seen that coming. That's exactly how we need to approach this game. It'll put all that mess to rest.
They didn't believe
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we're listening. So
what do you want us to do?
Yeah, it'll put all that mess to rest because, man, left and right, I'm hearing, you know, the refs. I'm hearing all kinds of nonsense. And at the end of the day, it's like what Mel Reese said, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Period. Point blank, simple. That's all it is. Because all that other stuff, won't mean nothing once you're holding that Lombardi trophy up in the air. Don't worry about you getting tired, man. Trust me, I'm going to be 37 this month, and I'm already feeling it by 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah, I go to sleep, man. I ain't letting these young Thundercats bother me about my sleeping habits.
37, 8 o'clock, Trey. Come on, man. You got to have a
little bit of energy. I'm feeling it.
A cup of coffee or something, Trey. Trey, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Do you think the refs will be against the Eagles on Sunday? I don't. I think it is overblown. It has gone too far. And it's about just playing better. Like, we did this with Tom Brady before it was Patrick Mahomes. Guess what? Nick Foles beat Tom Brady because he played well enough to beat him. If the Eagles play great on Sunday, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's not about the referees impacting the game. We've gone way too far. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. Your call is coming up. Elliot will join us. Ross Tucker will join us. We'll get into a lot of what happened and what was said at media night last night as well as we go through, including Carson Wentz speaking. He's a Chief on Sunday. And what Jeff Lurie said about the future of the link. All coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Super Bowl 59, one game, two teams, endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Whether you predict the first touchdown, who will take home the MVP trophy, or the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you can jump to the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.